Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sha Marie.
I'm Jane.
And today we are going to talk about the Broken Arrow killings, aka the Beaver family. So we're just going to get right into it because Jane hasn't heard this one. And to be honest, it's been such a long day. Now that the holidays are here, I work super freaking early in the morning. And so we're just going to get into it. Anywho, so on July 2nd and July 23rd of 2015, and the only reason we're dealing with two dates is because it turned fucking midnight.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
That's the only reason why. So, five members of the Beaver family were murdered in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Hmm. Two members of the family survived, a 2-year-old girl and a 13-year-old girl. And before I start, you guys got to hear the 911 call. So, here it is.
911. Hello?
Oh.
Hi, where are you at?
7-11
okay. Are you the only one there?
No. My brother's attacking my family.
Your dad is attacking your family?
No, my brother.
Okay, so that's the 911 call. Now we'll get into everything else. So, Robert Beaver, who was 18 years old, he's a fucking creep. He's a real fucking creep. And he had a YouTube channel back in the day. From what I understand, it was taken down. I couldn't find it, but I'm sure someone fucking could. But he did have his own, like, YouTube channel. And his little brother, Michael, who was 16 years old, are the two little fucktards who killed their family.
No.
And they were, well, Robert, okay? Michael kind of went along with it to be cool like his brother, okay? He was like, yeah, let's do it. And Robert was obsessed with killers, Columbine, Ted Bundy.
Violence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, younger brothers, not everybody has that relationship, but where they idolize and follow the older brother.
Okay, so now we're going to get into it. This is, okay, keep in mind the 911 call you heard.
Yeah.
Okay, so around 11:30 p.m. on July 22nd, the police got a phone call from 709 Mongolia Circle. The call was made by 12-year-old Daniel. When the police got there, all they see is mad amount of blood outside the house and on them from the foyer, the front of the fucking house. Mm-hmm. They use a sassy special term, but it's the front of the fucking house.
Yeah.
So when they knocked on the door, all they could hear back was a faint, very, very faint cry for help.
Yeah.
So they go on in. When they enter the home, first person they run into is 13-year-old Crystal, and she is bleeding from multiple stab wounds. And so they pull her out.
Mm-hmm.
So they start going through the house. Then they find the bodies of David, 52, who is the dad. And he had 28 stab wounds to the body, face, neck, his left arm, and his hand.
Jesus.
Then they come upon April, who is their mom. She is killed by blunt force trauma. And she had 48 stab wounds to the head, neck, body, arms, and legs. Next, they find 12-year-old Daniel, who is the little brother and the 911 caller. He has 9 stab wounds to his back, his chest, and his shoulder. Then they come to the bathroom, where they find Christopher, who is 7 years old. He is the little brother. He had 6 stab wounds to the back, chest, his shoulder, and his lower leg. Then, in the bathroom with Christopher was Victoria. She was 5 years old. She had...
What?
Yeah, she had 18 stab wounds to the both sides of her neck, her chest, her back, her lower arm. They injured their 13-year-old sister, Crystal, by slitting her throat. She had stab wounds to her stomach and her arms. Upstairs in the room was 2-year-old Autumn, who was found sleeping in her bed.
Was she hurt?
No. And I'll tell you why she didn't get hurt. So, then, okay, so as the cops are going through the house, right, and these cops are having mental fucking breakdowns because of how these poor children died.
And well, it's a small community.
So, yeah, and they know, when they first get there, they don't know that it was the brothers. Mm-hmm. Except for the 911 call that said a brother. So they don't know if what's happening. Okay, we just know everybody's dead. Sister can't really talk. The baby obviously is no help. She left sleeping. Like, they woke her up. The cops woke her up.
Oh, wow.
And so they're like, all right, you know what? We're going to release the fucking hounds. Like, let the dogs go.
Yeah.
And so the dogs.
Ugh.
Yeah. And so the dogs.
It's pretty brutal.
Go, dude, it's horrible.
Because it's not just shooting somebody. I mean, that's no up front. That's physical.
And it was a plan.
Your family.
It was a plan.
They were hurt that much.
I'm going to go through the plan. I am going to let you know
how this questions. All happened. All right.
I'm going to let you know how these little fucks.
I'll be patient. Hang
dude,
on.
Dude, these right. little fucks, dude, I kid you not. What they did to this family was horrible. And it's not even killing them. It's not even killing them, dude. It's the mind fuckery that they used to do it.
Wow.
And I will get into their little fucking, their games. Wow. So, they don't release Robert's confession because Robert's a fuck. So
he's
18. Yeah. Okay. When they release the dogs find these two fuckers, dude. Well, at first they find a bulletproof vest. It's covered in blood.
Yeah.
And so they're like, all right, we're on the right track. So they come to this bush and they're like, come the fuck out with your fucking hands up. Like, sorry, Gene's sick. Yeah. Like, we know you're fucking there. Mm-hmm. Get your asses out here now. Robert turns to his little brother and says, it's been an honor. Like, I regret nothing. It's been an honor. Michael, meanwhile, is still in the bush, and he's fucking with shit. They can see his hands moving, and so they're like, dude, come out.
We don't want to shoot you.
So yeah. They send the dog in after him.
Yeah.
And so the dog tears this little boy up.
Oh, yeah.
But he comes out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
When you have a dog that's lockjawed on your arm, you look for help. Yeah.
And I'll post the pictures, because when they take the pictures of these two little fuckers, dude, they are covered in dirt and a mix of every one of their family members' blood.
Huh.
Every one of them. And they're smiling. Michael is not smiling. Michael looks like he is a scared little fucking boy. But Robert, oh, dude, all smiles. All smiles. So, here's where we get to the plan. Here's the fucking master plan. So, 2 months before the murder, they have a plan. They're like, we are going to go on a killing spree and we're going to get mad amounts of numbers and we're going to beat everybody that there is to know. You know what I mean? Like, we're just going to be the top. We're going to go out on top. We're going to be famous, more famous than anybody could ever be. And so then they buy knives off the internet that get sent to the house. This family's homeschooled. Okay. The cop said he sat there during this interrogation and waited for my sister was an ass. My little brother's fucking sucked. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. They sat there and waited for like, oh, these guys were so horrible. Never fucking came. Never fucking came. The only thing that they can say bad is that these parents love them so much that they homeschooled them and didn't want the real world to affect them. They wanted to keep their kids pure.
So that's that's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just was already in the house.
Yeah. So then he discovers he can buy guns and bullets and ammo and all that shit offline. I don't even have, like, the whole amount, dude, of what they ordered. But it was a massive amount of bullets and guns and stuff. It's in the episode. But, and the episode that I'm referencing, just so you guys know, is on the Oxygen channel. And it's called Killer Siblings. This is their first season. And this is only the fourth episode. But so far,
yeah,
loving this fucking show.
Yeah.
But anyway, so these two little boys, their plans were they were going to become famous. Their target number was 50. Was the target number that people? They were trying. Yeah, 50 people is who they were trying to. That was their target number. So Robert's plan was that they were going to go state to state doing a killing spree all the way to Washington. They just picked Washington. This is from Oklahoma to Washington. They were going to stop at gas stations, restaurants, whatever, small little outputs along the way and just fucking go in there and kill everybody in there and leave.
How are they going to go cross country?
They were going to take their mom's, their parents' vehicle. Huh. So, that's the plan, okay?
Okay.
The parents, the siblings, everybody, according to these guys, have to get taken out, mainly only because they are in the way of this master plan. Because the night that these guys died, the ammo and everything was arriving the next day. Like, when they tracked it, they were kind of thrown off guard because they thought they had a couple more days than what they had. But then they tracked it and they were like, bro, it's gonna be here to fucking tomorrow. Like, in the a.m. So they were like, hey, dude, we got to switch it up.
Yeah, because it's not like they can just accept that package of everybody's home all the time.
Yeah. And really, it's like how, yeah, like we can't get to the door before anybody else. Mm-hmm. I can't sit outside and fucking wait. You know what I mean? All weird, I guess. I don't know. That's what I would have done if I'm trying to do some corrupt shit. I just would have waited outside.
That kind of makes you wonder, why is it, I mean, so they didn't do a background check
when they went to buy guns on Amazon? This is early. Dude, this is early.
Just teenagers?
Really? Well, actually, to be honest, it's after 9/11. So I'm really, like, they had his name and stuff. But, like, I don't know. He did buy the guns offline, but he had to go to a store and pick them up. And mind you, he is just a normal 18-year-old kid. No one knows that he's, like, dark and obsessed. He would have got him anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like you really have to answer a bunch of questions like, hey, are you a Columbine fan? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't think that's on the questionnaire. I've never bought a gun. I don't believe I should own one. I'm an angry bitch sometimes. So, yeah, and this is Oklahoma, too.
Yeah.
And no offense to people in Oklahoma, but I'm just sure everybody there got a fucking gun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody's like, get off my land.
Good old boys.
Yeah.
Wild hogs territory nonsense.
Don't they got gators and shit?
No. Not in Oklahoma.
Oh. Yeah. See, I don't even know. Yeah. But like, maybe. You know what I'm saying? You have a gun.
So cute.
Yeah, dude, I have no idea. Like, if I leave Idaho, except for, like, to Washington, I'm just, like, shell-shocked from, I don't even know. I'm going to California in April for my first time. Gonna be there for the holidays, 420. It's gonna be amazing.
That'll be fun.
It's gonna be so much fun. But anyway, back to this. Sorry. I'm trying to lighten the mood because it's about to get dark. Like, so, like
darker than what just happened.
Yeah, because now I'm going to tell you how they killed this poor family. Because little brother sings like a canary.
Well, what was Robert's excuse? He was trying
They never released his. No, oh. No. Robert, according to Michael, even according to Michael, Robert kills everybody. He only stabs his little brother. According to him. And then he later admits that he did stab more people. But, like, at first, his main story was Robert did all this shit. I just stood back and watched. And then I'm going to tell you what the little fucker also did. Because this part right here just makes me so mad. And that's why I can't get it out of my head. Is because the trust you have for your siblings, you will fucking die for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you why. So, Crystal and her mom are downstairs. They're watching TV. Robert and Michael are upstairs in their room. And they're like, dude, we got to get it going.
Mm-hmm.
So, they think in their heads...
Oh, so they share a room?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, they think in their heads, killing someone is like killing someone in the movies. You stab them once. You cut their throats. Boom, you're dead. There's no screaming. There's no kicking. There's no craziness. They think it's like the movies. Your fucking sister ain't no fucking joke, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So, they call Crystal upstairs. Michael is a conniving little fucking bastard through this entire thing. And I can speak ill of him because he has no family to fucking back him up.
Okay? Yeah.
Come to his defense. You have problems. Anywho. So, this little fucker, okay, tells his sister, come look at this over here on my laptop. I want to show you something. Come look at it. And she trusts him.
But yeah.
She goes over there. She's looking at it. And, you know, I don't know what the fuck it is. I'm assuming, like any sister, she's like, okay, cool. All right, hurry. Uh-huh. Well, Robert comes up behind her and cuts her throat. Okay?
Ugh.
She starts fucking freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
She starts screaming. She starts fighting back. So he's stabbing her. He starts stabbing her. And all of a sudden, mom hears this.
Yeah.
And she's like, the fuck is going on? So she goes upstairs and she sees this. So now he's like, well, fuck. Both of you.
It's on.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So now he's attacking his mom.
Where's everybody else?
Dude, this is a huge fucking house. A massive house. Dad doesn't even wake up until later. Dude.
Huh.
Dad's one of the last ones to die. I just gave you the order of oldest to youngest.
Yeah.
Was my order.
Yeah.
So they attack mom. Okay. All of a sudden, little brother hears it. And he's like, what the fuck is going on out there?
Mm-hmm.
So he goes out there. He sees
carnage.
Kind of what's happening. Because at the moment, everybody's they're still in a fight. Crystal has now escaped. She's gone outside. She's now on the front porch. She's now outside.
I was just going to ask about blood.
Yeah, it's Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
She got all the way outside. She can't. She's losing blood.
Yeah.
Dramatically.
Well, yeah.
Mom's dead in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
They get mom. I'm not 100% sure it's the living room. It's a big house. I don't think it's like the living room. It's like a living room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a fan. Yeah, like a den area or whatever. So, she, like I said, she runs away. She goes outside. Then, the brother who makes a phone call, okay, he uses Michael's phone.
Yeah.
To make the phone call. It's the only cell phone he can find,
mm-hmm.
is Michael's. Because Michael had left it on the couch the night before. So, well, not the night before, the day before, like mm-hmm. during the day. So, anyway... So, Daniel runs into the dad's office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where the call's made from. Victoria and Christopher run to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah, because you can lock the bathroom door.
Yeah, they both are in locked doors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's making the phone call. If you listen to the whole phone call, you start hearing he's begging for help, as you guys heard. And... You hear male voices in the background. What that voice is Michael is sitting outside the door. He's knocking on both doors and he's screaming for help. And he's telling his little siblings, you have to help me. He's gonna get me too. You have to help me. Both of them unlock the door for him.
Mm.
Almost at the exact same time. So Robert goes into the bathroom and attacks them.
Yeah.
He goes into where Daniel is, starts attacking him. He says he does stab Christopher. One of the stab wounds to Christopher, he claims, was from him. He did. That's one of the ones he would admit to.
Yeah.
He would admit to stabbing Daniel and Christopher, but he said he only did it once. Which is a lie.
Yeah.
But, so, dude, these cops are the most amazing people in the world.
Yeah.
Like, they sit there and they listen to him and they go in there being like, okay, dude, I really don't know what's going on. Like, they just threw me in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you kind of tell me...
What the hell happened?
What happened.
Yeah.
And he's like, you really just need a man up. You know what I mean? He tells a man up. Dude, just tell us what happened. Like, your brother's going to tell us. Your sister will tell us.
Yeah.
At this point, when he's in the interrogation room, he has no idea who's lived and who's died. The only one that both of them are sure survived is the baby. And the only reason the fucking baby survived is while they were walking to their room to kill her, the cops were knocking at the front door.
Mm, they didn't have time.
That's the only thing that saved her. They were going to put a fucking hatchet to that baby. They were going to hatchet their own 2-year-old little sister. Like, she can't even tell anybody you guys did anything. But they wanted... they only killed everybody, mainly. Robert said... So that they had a good number to start with.
Mm.
And Michael kind of was like, well... I mean, they can't grow up without a mom and a dad. You know, like, why not?
Don't even try and justify it at this point. At this point. Yeah. You probably... Did they find... Was there notebooks and little, you know... A, B, C, D, and
the yeah, whole process dude, Robert, and evidence because you, yeah, he you drew know. Pictures. He drew fucking pictures. Mm. Even in jail, he drew pictures, like little stick figures of his family. Murdered and shit.
Mm.
Blood. Creepy ass fucking writings. And he really, dude, he really went for the fame. Like, he really did.
So he's getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and he's still obviously getting it now.
Does he get the death penalty?
No.
Just cut him off?
No,
that's
he doesn't.
That's a good idea.
He Oops. Doesn't. Yeah.
Because you're giving him what he wants.
So, Wait. And according to them, according to him, he says that Daniel dies with his mom. Like, in the same room as his mom.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not where the cops found the body. So they're like, you're fucking full of shit.
You're already just bullshitting us.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is the first version. And then they go... And they take a break and they step out and they go and they hear what the cops say that are talking to Robert.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go back in there and they're like, listen, little boy. You're singing a very different tune than what your fucking creepy ass brother is saying in the other room.
Because
mm-hmm. his dumb ass, dude, he fucking, the older brother would like... chuckle and laugh during the court proceedings. Like, the jury was in tears. Like, it was a big thing, dude. They even, like, had to talk to the judge and everything. They're like, these fucking people are going to need some counseling.
Absolutely, some follow through.
Like, if we show the crime scene photos, the bathroom was the worst, I guess. Seeing those two little babies together, dying together, was the worst. And all these cops have young babies at home. Because, like, this is, like, the start of their careers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the shit they get thrown into. And the whole family. And in the episode, the one female detective, which, talk about a hard-on for a detective, bro. She's fucking amazing. And because she just is so sassy with her face yeah. that, like, you know, in, like, the pit of, like, her soul that she's like, fuck these two motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want to say that because she's like, I'm proper. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a fucking professional. But all you people out there who get me, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck them motherfuckers.
You know what this is.
Yeah. And I'm like, Preach, sister, preach from the couch. I'm like, I see you. I see them serious fucking eyes. So, yeah, and like I said, the one cop, when he starts telling the story, right, they do. They sit there and they wait. And they wait for Robert's side of, like, okay, so, like, no one was, like, you didn't have a bad life. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody in their house was sassy.
What's your problem?
Yeah. Like, everybody was sassy. The dad was assertive and was very dominant in being a father of all these children and all this chaos and supporting this home.
Apparently a nice home.
Yeah, yeah. A very big home.
Yeah.
A very big home. Because, like, I didn't even tell you. Dad was found in the kitchen. He wakes up, dude, and he really just goes on. Like, he's ambushed. Hmm. And they, like, and...
So he wakes up to the attack.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Downstairs in the kitchen. Like, he didn't stand a fucking chance. Like, he really woke up and was like, oh, I'm gonna get some water. And was, like, ambushed. And, like, saw blood. Like, they say that he saw blood, but no one, you don't really know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Michael went out and got his sister and helped her back into the house where she got stabbed some more and left on the fucking, in the front door area. Mm-hmm. And then they were headed up the stairs to go finish the last one so that they could, because they were going to stay in the house. The plan was kill everybody, wait, get the guns, get the ammo.
Get your package.
Get your package. Load the package up in the family vehicle. Mm-hmm. Armor, everything we're going to need for our little adventure we're going on. And then we'll wait till Monday. We'll go get the guns, and then we'll fucking split.
Yeah.
And they were going to hide. They were going to chop up their family and hide them in the attic. Uh-huh. Sweet kids. So, yeah. And he sat there, dude, and told the detective, because the cops asked, like, well, how did you guys get into the room? And he didn't even blink his eye, dude. And he's like, oh, I did. Like, I told them that they had to help me. Uh-huh. And, like, these babies did everything. It's their older brother, yeah. Yeah. They did everything that they thought they should do. And they died at the hands of their brother. Walk knowing that fucking everybody around you, like, this is chaos.
Yeah. Well, why did she go back in the house with him after he slit her throat? You know what?
Well, he didn't.
Obviously, she's...
He didn't.
The 13-year-old? I thought...
No, Robert did it. Michael didn't cut her throat. Robert did.
Oh, so he had...
He convinced... Okay. Dude, he used that. He manipulated his trust. He did the worst thing in the world. And that is to break their trust. And I can imagine being in the bathroom with my little brother petrified.
Yeah.
And you having that debate with each other. Like, is it even a debate? You know what I mean? Are these little babies so sweet that they were like, we have to help him. We have to save him.
That's their older brother. Yep.
Yeah. Do you need to blow your nose?
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, dude. And so they were like, well, why did you guys stick around? You know what I mean? Like, why did you guys want to stick around? And Michael was like, oh, well, Robert just wanted to see the aftermath. Like, he is a sentimental guy. So he wants to see how sad everybody gets. And, like... He really did.
They were that confident. They didn't think they'd be questioned at all. Covered in
blood. No, he didn't care.
Where did they get the?
He didn't care.
The vest.
Online.
Oh.
Online. And Robert had a job doing something at a local store. Mm-hmm. They really don't, in shows, they really don't put the store, like, where those people worked on blast.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy. Because then they're sitting there, and the cop's like, okay, well, it's fucking 8 o'clock in the morning now. We're in a new day. What's done is done. Tell me how you feel. Like, how do you feel right now? And he's sitting there fucking with his finger that he cut when he stabbed his little brother. He cut himself. And so he's sitting there fucking with his finger. And he's like, oh, it's pointless. And the cop says, what? Because he says it, like, he says it super low at first. And he goes, it's pointless now. And he's like, I never wanted to go through with the family. Like, he was right to die on everybody else and doing the murder spree. But I guess, according to him, the family he wasn't that big on. Taking everybody out. And he straight says, he's like, dude, nothing went as planned.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't supposed to fight back. It wasn't supposed to be that complicated and that chaotic.
Is this his idea of remorse? Feeling bad?
Well, no, not really, because I'm going to play a little bit of his interrogation. Just, Jean's never seen this or heard about it or anything, so...
She was super secret.
Yeah, everybody has to go through it with her, and that's why I did it that way. So, it does...
She's out.
Right? But other than that, dude, Michael seemed to be a really, really, really sweet fucking kid. It's crazy. But, so, they get charged with 5 counts of murder each.
Yeah.
Both of them do.
Good.
Robert takes a plea deal to avoid the death penalty of life in prison without parole.
I'm not sure why that wasn't... Why was that even an option?
Because he was... Because they didn't want to put the sister through a trial. They didn't want to fuck with the sister. The courts didn't want to do that to her.
Yeah.
Well, they come to Michael and they offer him the same deal. Mm-hmm. He says, fuck that shit. We're going to court. He still gets convicted. Same sentence he gets, except for he gets five life sentences to run to current. And except for life and without parole. Mm-hmm. So it's just fucked up. He put his sister through the bullshit. He made her go to court and everything else.
Just so he could smile and laugh at her.
Yeah. Huh. Well, no, Michael wasn't the one who laughed and was an ass. It was Robert. Robert did that at the beginning, like, when they, like, were first appearing and doing the, like, evidence to show what they have against you. Mm. I forget what that one's called at the moment.
Evidentiary.
Yeah. He was like all smiles and because they did their courts together at first. Because Michael was a juvenile, but he got charged as an adult.
Well, yeah.
So, huh. God, right. Damn.
Well.
What?
I guess that was their moment of reliving it. So maybe he couldn't help himself, but, you know, liked seeing those pictures. Usually people keep mementos when they're going on a killing spree.
Oh, dude, it's horrible.
Did they think of a name for themselves?
Not that I remember.
Oh, well, I guess the news media gives you your names, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just super sad. Okay, so here's a little bit. We'll just talk through it and everything else, too.
Questions, let you ask us some questions, and make sure we're all comfortable with what's going on, and then we'll go from there. Okay, So you've probably heard or seen this on TV before, but it's your notification.
Okay, so they're just doing the Miranda rights and all that shit. We'll probably just skip past this.
I'm
going to
do is I'm going to read 1-5 right here. I'm willing to answer questions.
Prescription medications?
Well, man, I'm just kind of got thrown into this, so I was hoping maybe you could kind of just go back at the beginning when all this started and kind of tell me what happened, because I need kind of the details so we know and understand what.
And this is what he looks like too, this little fucking weird ass looking kid.
Okay, about like 2 months ago.
Okay.
It's when we first really started talking.
So when you say we, who are you talking about?
Me and my other local resource. So
your brother?
Yeah, who's he has been with me?
And what's his name?
Robert.
Okay. And how old is he?
18.
Okay. Alright, go ahead. Sorry.
A couple months ago, I think we got to the studies. Yeah, we started talking about voodoo and rampage and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I didn't take it seriously at first, but then he started buying like body armor and stuff.
Where did he buy body armor from?
eBay and Amazon.
Oh, okay.
eBay and Amazon, the fucking.
I hope they have regulations now.
They don't. You can buy anything from those places.
Basically, it just kept escalating. It kept getting more, and then he asked if I went to me, and I said yes, so he got me my own set.
Okay.
And then about June 30th, is when he came to me and said he found out that he can legally buy guns without a permit in Oklahoma. And he could.
Okay, yeah, that was it too. You don't have a permit. You don't need a permit in Oklahoma.
Now you said he bought body armor, but you kind of said like a bunch of stuff. Did he buy, what else did he buy besides body armor?
Sent body armor, knives, and he was in the middle of buying guns and ammunition.
I see. Okay. Where did he buy the knives from?
eBay.
Okay.
Fucking eBay.
Tell me, like, how many knives or what they look like or anything like that?
I think he had about 3 dual knives and then 1 small kit and packs.
Okay. And then, guns, where did you start buying guns from?
He bought them online. I think the website's like Bud's Gun Shop, Aaron.com. He bought 2 Glocks, 2 Glock 41s, and a shotgun of his, like a little box boot, I think. Oh, okay. Bought the Glock stuff with website called Bud's Gun Shop, I think.
Okay.
And he bought the Moss book off of the official website, and then had it shipped to, Yogenauer Gun Club. So they were actually about now waiting for him.
So they were shipped to?
To a gun shop.
Here in Broken Arrow?
Yep.
Okay.
And
where is that gun shop, do you know?
He said 7 miles away. He was planning on biking up.
Okay.
It's like, and I think it's nice to get them all. It's like Yogenauer Gun Shop.
Okay.
Or something. And then he bought, I think it was like 250 shotgun rounds.
Okay.
On eBay. Not eBay, but
some website. And
then I think he bought close to 1,000 rounds for the Glocks.
Wow, okay.
And
that's a lot.
He's still
Oh, so he was supposed to have to pick up the. Yeah, it was supposed to come on today.
And where was he supposed to pick those?
By the ammunition. It was being shipped to the house. The guns with your now gun shop.
Okay. Do you know what his eBay user was?
No.
I just didn't know if you'd ever been on eBay and shopped or anything.
I used to a long time ago, and not with this stuff.
So were the detectives there when the package got leaked?
Yeah, they got
it. The cops and stuff?
Yeah, the cops got it. The cops received the package, yes.
Okay.
Straight into evidence.
Laying on the bathroom floor, and Robert was also stabbing him. Robert
They attacked him together.
Stabbed him, pistol, and then where did you stab him? Oh, center of the neck. Really? You okay? You okay? Yeah, you okay? Let me know if you need a break or anything, okay? So, was Christopher still alive when you stabbed him?
Yes.
What was he saying and doing?
He was just screaming.
Did you say he was in the bathroom?
Yeah, I was next to the toilet at home with that Matthew.
Who else was in the bathroom?
I think Victoria might have been in there. Probably.
Victoria?
Yeah, my 4-year-old sister.
4-year-old, okay.
Oh, sorry, the paper said she was 5, but she was 4.
We got to try to kind of stay like chronologically, if you know what I mean. So let's go back real quick. We talked about the ammunition being delivered. Making plans. Tell me more about making plans and what you guys talked about.
Making plans, we plotted every night, and I started to realize we were actually going to do this thing on the second night. So I started getting ready.
When was that? You said second night? What do you mean?
July 1st.
Okay.
Because we started June 30th.
That's when you started making the plan?
Yeah, that's when we found out we could buy guns legally.
I see. Did you guys draw, make drawings, or write things down? Or?
I think he had a journal.
He straight sings like a fucking canary.
Like a journal, like a notepad, or like a book.
It's like a blank book. Okay. A black book. I think it's like a little case.
So you think he wrote stuff in there?
Yeah, I think he's planning it.
So then the second day, you said that's when you realized that it might actually happen. Yeah. What made you realize that?
How serious he was. I mean, he was going through, he started planning on taking all of his money out of his bank and throwing away his stuff, throwing away all of his stuff, so you know.
Why did he want to do it?
Kill people?
Yeah.
Well, mainly two reasons, I think. It's because he just, like, says he hates everyone. He thinks society is pointless, and so he wanted to kill people.
Yeah,
and also he wanted to, like, beat the kill, like, amount of other famous people like Columbine and James Egan Holmes.
Okay. Did you kind of feel that way, too, like, when you guys were talking earlier, like...
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with society, too, you think?
No, I just...
Or you were just more like the number of people getting killed was kind of interesting and exciting?
Yeah.
Okay. So... because you mentioned a couple names of, are those like serial killers or something?
What, like Columbine?
Yeah.
Columbine and James Egan Holmes. James Egan Holmes is a guy that shot at the theater.
In Colorado?
Yeah, he killed 12 and,
wow. How many were killed in Columbine?
Columbine, I don't know, like 15.
Okay.
I think.
So did you guys have a goal? Do you have a number?
He just wanted, I think he wanted to kill like 50.
Okay. So as the planning goes, tell me what plans you started making and coming up with.
Well, originally, I think, kind of stayed throughout the month, we wanted to kill everyone at the house first.
Okay.
And then wait for all the packages to show up over the weekend. Then they would take the economy to have our state with the guns and that, so.
Okay.
So, okay.
Did you know where you were going to drive to?
Towards Washington.
Washington State or D.C.?
Washington State.
Washington State. Why would you go to Washington State?
Just
because it was at the end of the fucking road.
No.
And you said Yukon. Do your parents have like a Yukon? Is that what it is?
Yeah, okay. It's a lot of shit. Yukon.
Well, they need a big vehicle for all the gas.
He has a lot of school.
That's a hell of a trip, bro.
So
yeah.
So you'd be able to drive it. Can you drive if you had to?
He can't even fucking drive.
It's not very well. I mean, you could get it from point A to B. You might hit some things on the way. But, okay.
See what I mean? He's like the nicest guy.
So you had a plan.
Yeah, I got... He's got my prop. Because it's hard not to just scream at him.
Well, I think everything started falling in place. So
it's almost
there.
Started to leave.
Yeah,
Clay
right there.
There we go.
Cool.
I might
turn
your finger.
They don't release his.
Did you guys like give things away to friends or anything like that?
I'm sure a lot of it's still in the barrels in the garage.
In the garage.
Being what kind of stuff did you throw away?
Random stuff, toys.
Toys. He threw away his fucking toys.
Why?
Oh, I see.
Because he didn't need them anymore.
Did you have, how long have you had the body armor?
Body armor? Robert's had his probably since it started to go, and we've been buying it.
Was it shipped to the house?
Yeah.
Do your parents know? I mean, did they know it?
They knew he had bulletproof vests. They always thought that was a little weird, but they didn't say anything about it.
Did he have anything else like the gear that the guys wear, helmets or goggles or gloves?
Yeah, the soft kind of low vest, the heavy, it's like a metal plated vest.
Okay.
He had a...
It's almost like his voice hasn't dropped it.
He hasn't.
Skin tight when it goes.
Wow.
Also like a like knife proof
thing.
Yeah. Like a knife and a ball of armor.
Okay.
So yeah, that's fine.
And then the body armor that you had, what was it like?
It was almost identical.
Okay.
Just a couple of different models and stuff.
And where is your body armor now?
All my vests and my helmets. It was laying in the woods. The dog picked it off of me.
Oh, I was wearing it. Oh, you were wearing it.
Yeah, I was wearing the sort of vest and the plate.
Okay.
So they took that, and the rest of my body armor is still in the closet.
Okay. So then kind of what happened is, I mean, you guys started getting all that stuff together and throwing things away. And...
Yeah, and redoing all the packages and the holsters, alibis, all that stuff. It's going to get a few minutes on. And so we set a date.
So was the plan... to use the knives at first on the family?
Because
the guns weren't going to be here till later on?
Yeah, and the guns would be too loud.
Oh, I see.
So, you go use the knives on the family, which obviously did not go as planned.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I just sort of the red swords by now, but we didn't put more people. I did come in.
Yeah. So then you picked a date. Said.
Yeah, which was yesterday night, it's the date.
Did you pick a time and everything?
Yep, yeah, midnight, when most everyone was in bed, except for mom.
So how did you guys know? He just came and got you, or you got him, or what did you
do? We were hanging out, yeah, that's him waiting.
Okay, and so...
How did you pick the date?
They were holding up with the packages and stuff that we have. Because, you know, all the ammunition, he didn't want them to see that. So we killed him the day before the ammunition came out, the day after we moved.
Do you guys... do you guys not like your mom and dad? I mean, most teenagers don't like their parents, so I can understand that.
Yeah, I mean, mom's okay, but dad was a little bit,
just a little bit too much.
Yes.
So, you guys waiting in the room, and was it right when midnight, and that's when things started?
Right at midnight, my sister, she came in, because she's going to go to bed, she came in to tell us.
How old is
13.
Okay.
They're bleeping out her name is what's happening.
The kitchen done before we went to bed and ripped the cats up. And it's basically, we did what we planned. I got to my desk. And I casual look at something to this cat to roll up, but went up behind to her, grabbed to her, and slipped her through.
Really? What did he use?
His large red knife.
Okay, a large red knife.
Yeah, it's like mine.
How big is it?
It's like mine, but it's about.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then she felt that the car was screaming. Mom and dad, mom came in first, and then she
Is your room upstairs or something? I don't know. The
whole room is downstairs, towards the back.
Okay. And so she fell down and started screaming.
Yeah, one of them got stabbed, but I kind of freaked out because, I wasn't planning on this.
Were you saying anything,
I just stood there.
Okay.
And then mom came in, yelling, called the police. And then he went over and stabbed her.
And then he stabbed her?
Yeah, he probably stabbed her, pushed her, foot down the hallway.
He keeps saying probably and maybe. Dude, I want to smack him.
Out the door.
This is the first interview? Okay.
And he slid her throat.
Well, she was standing at my desk. He came up behind and slid her throat, and she fell down screaming.
And then he stabbed her some more? When he was stabbing her some more, where was he stabbing her?
Her neck.
Oh, her neck.
Her neck and her stomach.
Stomach, okay.
And then my mom came in, and she started yelling, called the police, get dad. And then he came over and started attacking her. He actually got up and ran out of the counter.
Wow.
And once mom was on the ground, he got up and started chasing after her.
And what were you doing?
me.
So he stabbed your mom with the same knife?
Yep.
And where did he stab her?
I think in the neck, too.
Okay.
Actually, he stabbed her in the neck, pushed her into the kitchen, and then together. So with you, she started screaming, I ran into the family, at the same time, people always turned about the house.
Okay.
I went over and disabled the alarm.
Okay.
That's what I did. And then,
where's the pad for your alarm?
It's not difficult to.
It's what?
It's now the front door.
Near the front door?
Yeah, and so I went over and disabled the alarm, so,
But has she already gone outside?
She went outside and then Robert went after her.
So where is she?
She was laying the driveway and he took her back from, the bench, and started choking her.
On the bench? Out front?
Yeah, it was like a little bench, and he threw the bench on her and went back inside to go after the little kids.
Did he bring her in, or did she stay out there?
She stayed out there until he asked me to get her in. I know, I had to go inside, that's why she's in the entryway. I had to go inside.
She brought her back.
Entryway, that was the word they used.
And then, at about the time, Dad came down.
Okay.
Because his bedroom's upstairs. And
oh, I was wrong. Shit.
No, you said he went downstairs.
And they started attacking there, they got a little bit of a fight, but then eventually Robert got him down, and I think he killed him.
Did he cut his throat too? Where did that happen?
In our room.
In your room?
Yep.
And where were you?
I was standing in the hallway.
Okay. So did you see him cut your dad's throat?
Yeah.
Did he stab him other places too?
I don't know, I think he just went for the few. And
where was she? Was in the entryway?
Yeah, she was. I think she was in the entryway at that time. And then he went in.
This is the live version.
Daniel was
But didn't you say that both of them on their knives was every every blood type? Okay. So this is his polite version.
I was like, let me in. And let me in. He was saying on the phone with the police, I grabbed the phone, which is my phone, kept my phone. And then I went into the kitchen and I smashed the underground.
So which was your phone?
Yeah, it was my phone.
And he's fucking smiling.
And then I went back down. And Daniel and Crystal locked himself in bed, and Daniel locked himself in Dad's office.
Okay.
And then I finally got both of them to open the door. Because they thought I wanted in there.
But they were in different rooms?
Yeah, they're right next to each other.
Right. Oh, I see.
And then Robert went in, stabbed me, they went in, and stabbed Christopher. That's when I stabbed Christopher.
So when he stabbed Daniel, where did he stab Daniel?
I think he shamed him in the neck, and then Daniel ran off. And so he went in and started attacking Christopher.
So Daniel got stabbed in the neck and ran off?
Yeah.
Where did he run to?
He ran into the family room about on. Mom ended up, she was lying on the ground yelling, call 911.
Okay. And he stopped in there?
Yeah, he laid, he collapsed in there, and then Margo came in and started stabbing him in the chest.
Oh, I see.
And then
who's the youngest, the four-year-old?
The four-year-old? I don't know what happened to her. I hope she's alive, right?
I'm sorry, I messed up. The one that you stabbed, who was that?
Christopher.
He's eight. And he was in the bathroom.
Yep.
So Daniel had got stabbed in the neck, ran out to where your mom was.
Yeah.
Robert followed him, stabbed him some more.
Yeah, after he stabbed Christopher in the bathroom.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then basically after that, Vietnam was pretty much dead. We forgot about all.
Who was dead?
Everyone, I think.
Okay.
Looks like they were dead, except for she was lying in the entryway screaming. And that was a knock at the door.
Okay.
So I knocked it. I think that might be the neighbor because the police wouldn't have been there yet.
So
and
yeah.
Just kind of...
Tell me.
I'm willing to answer questions.
How do you feel about that?
I definitely have props for the detectives for keeping their cool because that's just hard to hear.
Things right.
Going to follow up and watch the follow your feed and watch it because now I'm interested. That's.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
I mean, did he not think it was real? I mean, both of these guys. Just to have no feeling after being raised a certain way as well. I mean,
That's just what blows my mind.
Why?
Like, you want...
I don't understand.
To you be a to... number. Like, that's just it. Like, you killed your family for a number.
But doing it, like, looking at your mom and then stabbing her in the...
Yeah. And your babies? Like, your baby siblings?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not the oldest, but, like... He's the, I mean, he's the oldest boy.
Yeah. But Robert, maybe he was resentful about
being the oldest. Dude, I don't know. What the
fuck's it? You know?
But thankfully, these two little fuck faces will die in prison.
Yeah.
Where they belong. Where they should die. And I really hope it's, like, jailhouse justice. And his sister's obviously a fucking badass. I wish I had an update on her and, like, how she's doing.
She made it.
They did. Her and her little sister.
Yeah.
So thank God the baby and her survived. She must have gone through hell, but I mean, she survived.
Yeah.
And that's really what matters at the end of the day. She made it. I can't believe what she's lived through and been through. And just knowing that your brothers are the ones who did it is even 10 times worse.
Mm. Honey.
And being the first one.
Yeah.
And like knowing everything that happened after that is just horrible. I can't even imagine. So props to her for fucking doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Went to drown, did what she had to do.
I'd rather, baby, that poor precious baby, is just going to know, but she was born into chaos.
Now, were they placed together, the sisters?
I hope so.
Good.
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know. They really didn't get into her side of the story, because I don't think she's cool with her side of the story being out there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I'll watch for it, and watch, and hopefully I'll find out, like, what they're up to, because usually they do, like, where are the victim now stories.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just one of the shows I like to fucking watch. And it really just, I cried. And I normally do not cry. But just to think about a brother doing that. And it's really the breaking of the trust that kills me.
Yeah.
Like, trust is just so valuable and meaningful.
Well, because you follow without thinking.
Yeah.
You know.
You think you, I don't know. It just broke my heart. So that is what everybody likes to call the Broken Arrow killings.
Wow.
But, yeah. They took out their fucking siblings and it's crazy. Yeah, for attention.
God almighty.
You can watch the full interview on YouTube. I will post a link to that. And then, like I said, it's the Oxygen Channel Killer Siblings, Season 1, Episode 4. Check it out. It's pretty fucking sad because you always get to see the cops' reactions. And that's always what breaks my heart.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, stay tuned. And we're going to have a little surprise on Wednesday.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, I'm going to break some news to Jean here in just a smeckin', and then we'll be back at ya. So, yeah. Follow us on Facebook at It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. Instagram at It Is What It Is, Pod19. Twitter, It Is What It Is, 208, because that's where we're from. And YouTube at It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. And yeah, like us on Apple, rate us, give us a rating and comment and all that fun shit, share it. Whatever. And yeah, we love you guys.
Thank you.
See you guys later.